I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything.
Farrell on the bench in the biggest way possible, hanging out the best, eating a broken day, bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad atoms, bad taste, bad law, bad dude, bad breath, bad attitude, bad vibes. We are live in the Magic City Studios at the Farrell Appalachia, right across the river and through the woods from where Granny's not around anymore, but you know when she is, she loves hitting that Kush sorbet in New York City, the Big Apple. People dressed in plastic bags, the ready to drive, some kind of fashion shake it up, should do. But all my friends that come around, fight the flies, and party up. Rats on the west side, bed bugs uptown. What a mess, this town's a tatter. My brains are splattered all over Manhattan, should do be shake it. Hey, what's gigging? It's Farrell with Mafia. The number's 844-843-6879. If you didn't catch us on Coast to Coast today on Sports Grid, hope you had a great 4th of Farrell holiday with your family and friends. We're back to business today. We did the show at the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands. And now I'm back at the Farrell Appalachia doing the radio show. That's pretty much how it's going to work now. Monday through Thursday, I'll be at the Meadowlands in the Sportsbook at the Sports Grid set. And then Fridays, I'll do it from the home studio and the radio show every night of the week from the Magic City Studios at the Farrell Appalachia. So that's the setup now. We're back to reality. Today was the first time we went to the Meadowlands in 16 months to do a show. And that's crazy. That was culture shock. I mean, I've never experienced anything like that, where when we started this gig, we started in February, basically January 29th of 2020. And then in March 13th, we went off basically the air at the Meadowlands when the college conference basketball championship tournaments were canceled and the NBA was put on hiatus. And then there was no sports. And we kept doing the show every day, every week from home. Everybody did their shows from home. And then we were having, like, you know, meetings every week and how we were running this network and all the rest, and that we would somehow get through it. And then as time elapsed, we eventually got it down to a science, doing the shows from everyone's home locale. And then next thing you know, it became normal to do it everyone every day from everywhere that they lived. And then all of a sudden, you know, The COVID was a disaster all over the globe. Forget about just here in the States. It was everywhere, all over the world. And people are dying in droves, and it was crazy. I mean, I don't know anyone that it didn't affect. I got it. Everyone I know got it. I got sick as hell. It is what it is. I got sick during the holidays, so I didn't miss shows. I think I might have missed one show or something like that. When we finally came back after the new year, I missed like one or two shows. And then I eventually did it like on a Thursday and a Friday. Next thing you know, you get through the COVID and everybody starts getting vaccinated. And then things seem to be back to normal. I know there's Delta variants and everything else out there. But the bottom line is that we're back. We never left the air. We did the show every day. And that's what was insane. That was really cool. We welcome our radio affiliates, SiriusXM, Channel 204, our satellite partners, Mightier 1090 in San Diego, near to Yawana, do Yawana, Sports Map Radio, Sports Byline, Armed Forces Radio, Hoorah, Soldier Hoorah, it's Pharrell and Events with Mafia. So eventually, you know, in that window, I built this studio in my crib, which is kick-ass to say the least. And I did it here for a couple months, and now we're back to the sets. We're back at Studio 34. Carver High does it there. Mafia and I do everything from the Meadowlands, and we're right outside New York City. And then at nighttime, we do the radio show, and we're back to normal. And so today, I went to work. It was like a massive culture shock for me. There's no other way to describe it. Like, I haven't driven to work in 16 months. I haven't driven in, you know, New York City traffic, which really sucks. It's, you know, I've lived everywhere, L.A., Miami, you name it, San Francisco, and, you know, nowhere's worse than here. I always thought L.A. was, and Miami is really bad, but nothing compares to New York City. It's just the worst. And it's so, it's, you know, millions of people in one little place. It really is. It's big, but it's little. Like, when there's 8 million people in the city, you can't go anywhere without sitting in traffic. And that's all I know. And then today, to go back and sit in it, drive in it, taste that. People driving crazy, doing 100, people slamming on their brakes, bumper to bumper traffic, and then you're going 80, and then you're slammed on your brakes. I mean, I got by the time I got to work, I needed a shrink. I got to the Meadowlands. I almost started drinking again.
It has come to our attention that some of you are guilty of
superstition.
Dude, trust us. Winning after an XL pepperoni pie before every game is
just a coincidence.
Take a breath.
And maybe a diabetes test.
We're your home for the winning edge. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
All right, so the Suns are up at the half, 57-49 over the Bucks in game one of the NBA Finals. And I'll get into that in a second. We got the whole second half. That's all that matters. All I know is I went to work today for the first time in 16 months. And then when we walked out of the studio, so we did the show, and we walked out of the studio and out of the sports book at the FanDuel at the Meadowlands. And then when I walked outside, it was pitch black, and it was like 90-mile-an-hour winds. I was like, what the hell? I looked over, and I saw like black tornado clouds. I mean, the worst black cloud you ever saw in your life. Black cloud diner. I mean, it was Darcy Rota, man. It was so nasty. I was like, whoa, man. I better get to the car, because it was going to hit any minute. And it was bad. There was lightning bolts coming out of the sky. I was like, what is going on here? And then I drove home, and obviously it hit. When I was driving home, it was pouring ass. And then it was bumper to bumper, just absolute people just in shock driving. And it was so horrible for me, Mafia, that I had to sit in bumper to bumper traffic and in a rainstorm, wicked rain, buckets, Noah's Ark, and then bumper-to-bumper traffic. And then on the way to work, it was people doing like 100 and swerving and cutting people off. Like, I, you know, not doing that for 16 months and then sitting in that, it was like, first of all, going with people driving crazy in the, it was still sunny out in 100 degrees and raging heat. And I'm like, wow, look at these people. They drive like lunatics. And I don't. You know, I mean, you may say I do or I used to or whatever, but I don't anymore. I just drive chilled. I just try to make it to work alive. And when I'm driving home, it was bumper to bumper and driving pelting rain. And I just got home and I was like, oh my God, that was the worst. I was like, no, you don't do that for 16 months and that hits you? I mean, it was just shell shock. I didn't know what to think. I was like, I haven't done this and this sucks. I mean, that's just all there is to it, Moff.
Yeah, it's definitely that reality check when you have to go back. I mean, me and Carver have been going back to the New York studios for about a month and a half. So, I mean, for me, driving to the Meadowlands is a vacation, considering, you know, going half a mile to the train station, waiting in the 90-degree heat, getting on the train with all those people around you, half of them not wearing their masks, going through Penn Station and, you know, all the people there, and then going to the studios. I love going to the Meadowlands. That's nothing compared to what we've been going the last month. But I know for you, and obviously anybody, when you get those first couple days back, it's a complete culture shock from just working from home to all of a sudden having to go back to the office.
Oh, my God. It was like prison. I was like, what is happening here? I was like, this is just awful. And then I was, you know, I was fine. I mean, I wasn't in a bad mood or anything. I wasn't Debbie Downer. I wasn't like, I didn't show up moping or anything. I was cool. I was like, hey, how's it going? Good to see you. I hadn't seen you in forever. And other than on TV, I mean, I see you every day on TV, but I don't, and every night on radio, I don't, but it's different than seeing you. And I think the last time I had seen you, maybe, am I crazy? Was it at your wedding?
Yeah, probably.
So that was November. So
one time in 16 months, considering we've, you know, spent over a decade driving in and out of the New York City together, doing radio and TV and whatever else.
I mean, at least, well, we drove together for a decade, but you worked for me a lot longer than that. I mean, hasn't it been like, I thought it was like 17 years. What?
15 years?
Yeah. So I'm like, all I know is that I hadn't seen you and I was like, that's cool. I'm seeing everybody. I saw bosses and I saw spitting speeds. I saw everybody. I was cool. Everything's fine. It's just the concept of actually, you know, driving back to work was just what an eye opener that was. Like, I've been sitting here doing it at home in my home studio. I built this studio. I spent a lot of money building it. And then to get in a car and drive with people like doing 100 around me and people just not giving a shack about anything. I mean, you know, it's true. Like, it don't matter if it's Jersey or New York City. You drive around here, it's like people are like assassins driving their cars. I mean, they don't people. No one cares about anything. They just don't even care. Not only that, if you get in a wreck, they'll get out of the car. They'll shoot you. They'll shoot you dead. Like around here, don't even tell me I'm wrong, Mafia. Everyone here in this city, you know it's true. Now in New York City, people just shoot people right dead, right broad daylight. They don't even care. People are like, I'm going to prison for life, and I don't care. I'm going to shoot you with a gun. And that's what they do. And then road rage, are you kidding? That's amateur hour road rage. How about death rage? They just get out of the car and shoot you. I mean, and it's every day. And don't even tell me it's not, because I turn on the news and watch it every single day. People get shot, killed, murdered. I mean, you name it. And so, like, for me driving today, I felt like I was in a Grand Prix race in Monaco. I mean, there were people driving by me doing 100. And I was, like, chilling, doing 65. I was chilling. I was like, what's up? I don't want any part of this. I was in the right lane, chilling out, listening to music. I'm like, I got to go do a show. It's all good. I got no problem here. I just thought it sucked doing it. I was like, you know what? This sucks. I was like, but you and I did that every day of our lives. I've done it for 20 some years in New York City every day. And I've been going, and I rode the train once or twice. When we started at Sports Grid, I would ride the train in there on Fridays. And I was like, I can't do it. I just can't ride it. I just can't ride a train. I can't do it personally. You know, I told you that. I can't do it. Like, I'm a mess on a train. Like, I don't trust the train. I don't trust people. I don't want no one touching me. I won't let anybody touch me. You come near me, I'm swinging. I'm just like, I'm not putting up with it. And you know I'm crazy. So I'm just not having it. I get on a train, I got people sneezing and coughing on me and touching me. I'm like, bro, I did it twice. And I was like, done. And you know it's true because I started telling you, we're driving on Fridays from now on. We're not taking a stupid train. I'm not doing it. And then when they went back there, I was like, I'm not going back there. I'd rather not have a job than go back there. I don't need this stress. I'm not doing it. I'm too old and I'm too cool. Chicks dig me. I'm not doing it. So Mavi and I started driving and I'm like, listen, you and I drove forever for a decade or more together every single day. So I care less. And then, but now that I just do it here and in the Meadowlands, I can live with that. I just couldn't comprehend how stressful it was because I had done it for 22 years every day. And you don't realize how bad it is when you do it every day. You just do it and you're like accustomed to it and you get used to it. And then when you don't do it forever, not once for 16 months, it's like, it's escape from reality. You're just like, this isn't even real that I'm not going to work anymore, but I'm still working. I'm just like, this is Gandhi. I love this. I'm like sleeping before the show. I'm like passed out on the sofa. I'm watching sports. I'm watching movies. I'm doing this, getting the show ready, blah, blah, blah. And then I walk down into the studio and do it. That is Gandhi. That is the life of Riley. And I used to do it at Howard Stern too. I used to use my home studio all the time when I lived at my other house, Mafia, where we had the Pharrell Aquatic Center. But, I like this studio here. I like working in this studio better than I like working anywhere. And I think it looks better and sounds better. Like, I'm in there screaming today with all those horse betters. I'm screaming and yelling just doing the show. I'm like, man, I think they got it backwards. Like, this is way better doing it here. I got it all here at the Pharrella Palatial. I'm so happy I'm doing a show here tonight. I'm not even wearing underwear. Problem with people. Everybody expects every team in the effing league to win the Super Bowl. One team wins. The rest of them lose.
Nothing for you.
How about that? One last indignity.
All right, Pharrell on the bench with you. Rick Haro joins us now, our sports business and legal insider and hot dog aficionado. By the way, CP3 just hit a three in Lopez's face, and Lopez fouled him and ran into him, and CP3 rolled his ankle. His left ankle rolled, and he was definitely injured and limping around, and it's now a 11-point lead for the Suns, and the technical for the not letting him land, and the ball, tech and the ball. So they're up 11 with the ball, and it was a 4-point play. And so, I mean, and Mafia said it best. They got to quit letting your boy Lopez switch out on Chris Paul. Lopez cannot guard Chris Paul. He's too quick, too crafty. And Lopez is too slow and big and goofy. I mean, the bottom line. And so they're getting roasted on their switches, and they got to figure that out. That's on Budenholzer, if you ask me. All right, first of all, let's go to Rick. He's in South Florida. I want to get an update on the Hurricane Elsa to start, because today you were on Coast to Coast, and you were saying that it was pouring rain there and that it was beginning. What is it like now?
Did you just call Lopez Galoofy?
Is that, yeah. that what you just called him?
Yeah.
All right. All right. Good. Congratulations on the Merriam-Webster new word in the English language. Weather's great over here, but I'm going over there. And tomorrow should be 40, 50 mile an hour. I think they're closing the airport tonight. All the teams are in. I understand. I'm going to leave here about noon, which will be after the hurricane kind of gets through in Tampa. So by the time I get there, about 4 or 5, be kind of windy, kind of rainy, but the big stuff's going to happen tomorrow in the morning. And I don't think it's big stuff. I think it's like 60, 70 mile an hour. You've been through a lot of these, and you know that if it's that, it's not that big a deal. So that's so okay. No, it's just a, yeah.
So no problem getting the game in?
No problem getting the game in, although, interestingly, they had a cancellation today. The Rays will play a doubleheader tomorrow, which tells you that they're thinking there's a better chance of getting spectator games in tomorrow than today. And I think if the game were in the afternoon or tonight, they would have had trouble. I don't think they're going to have trouble getting the game in.
You know, I saw that, like, it hasn't happened on the Gulf Coast this early in the season, which is, you know, right after July 4th. It's July 6th. They've never had one on the Gulf Coast this early before in over 100 years.
Yeah, global warming. And, by the way, the hurricane season, you remember from being down here, the hurricane season really officially starts June 1 down here, but it doesn't really start until August, or in many cases after Labor Day. And we're already up to the E names, which means the fifth name. So what is it, global warming? I don't know. It usually what happens is the storms go up the Gulf into New Orleans, or they stay on the East Coast and deal with North South Carolina, but they don't kind of wrap around Tampa, to use a goalie term. And it's happening. So it went straight up the West Coast, and it'll hit Tampa. They may close the Sunshine Skyway Bridge, which is the big one linking Bradenton and Sarasota and Tampa, because it's a tall one, it's new, and when it's over 45 miles an hour, they don't let people drive on it. So that's going to happen tomorrow, which is why I'll go the other way. So there you have
it. And one way, I used to live there and in Sarasota a long, long time ago, and Siesta Key, and then I used to go up to Tampa, and I used to go on that bridge before they fixed it, made it new or whatever. They used to have it before, too, right? And then
And you remember there was a big barge. There was a real tragedy there about 15 years ago. I don't remember the date, but it was, again, a high wind and a boat, a big high cargo ship nailed the bridge, and a few people died on the bridge, and then they had to rebuild it. So they are very careful now with letting people drive over it with high winds. So what you do is you go the inland route on 75, and then you go over from the east, which is what people are going to do. It's what I'll do.
Wow. And so that's the secondary option, and then that becomes crazy and chaotic?
Crazy and chaotic, and downtown is where it's at. People are going to get there early. I'm sure all the Tampa fans who have been used to not going to games this year, I know it'll be full capacity tomorrow, will get there early. There's a party center anyway. My sense is by 5 or 6 o'clock for an 8 o'clock start, everybody's going to be partying all day in Tampa anyway, because it's hard to imagine them not winning the Cup tomorrow, don't you think? I mean, this is the day that Gary Bettman gives away the Cup.
Well, you would think, and I think the only way that's obviously ruined is if the Canadians somehow win the game and ruin it, and then it would go back to Montreal for a Game 6, which would be devastating for the city of Tampa, just to have, like, the expectations are that I think everyone, you, me, everyone, we all think it ends tomorrow. And I thought that when they had the 4-minute power play for the high stick and the blood, I thought that would have been the end right there, but it wasn't. And then once they didn't score on the 4-minute power play, I knew that I felt right then and there, I go, they're going to lose. And sure enough, they did lose. And now anything's possible. Anything's possible tomorrow. Like, acting like it's not is crazy.
Yes. And I don't know if you saw it, but it was all over the Tampa papers. Probably should have sent it to you. The kiss of death. The mayor, she's not a sports person. I don't know if you saw it, but she said that she was rooting for the for the Canadians to win game four, because you ought to give the Canadians a little bit of a break, and she would have rather have the team clinch in Tampa. Look, win it where you can. I mean, that was the kiss of death. I hope it doesn't come back to haunt them.
How crazy would it be if they did it again, where they were down 3-1 to Toronto and they beat them, and this lady says, you know, we want to win it at home, so go ahead and lose game four there. And then if they blow this, but I don't think they'll blow it, because I think they're exponentially better than the Canadians. I think they're, I mean, heads and shoulders above them, without a doubt.
Faster, tougher, quicker, better goaltender, although both of those goaltenders are incredible, and they've both had one really kind of mediocre to bad game in the playoffs. Every other game for them have been remarkable. So I think it'll be 2-1, 1-0. You know, those final games usually are something like that, because in the third period, there's so much at stake, everybody gets really tense. But we'll see.
So the Suns are killing the Bucks right now in game one of the NBA Finals. They're slaughtering them on the scoreboard and on the boards. They're getting dunks. They're getting missed rebound dunks. I mean, the Bucks look like they're in a vacuum. I mean, they look like they don't even realize that this is the Finals. I mean, right now in this third quarter, they look awful.
Isn't this a rest kind of thing? You know, it wasn't a seven-game series, but it was a really hard six-game series that the Bucks just came out of with a significant injury, and everybody was excited that Giannis is playing, but that doesn't mean he's playing great. But the bottom line is, Phoenix, you know, when you win that quickly, and not easily, because the Clippers weren't easy, but they had some time to rest and think about all of this stuff, and I'm going to say it's good for basketball if Phoenix wins, but it's also good for basketball if the small market Milwaukee wins. Bottom line is, this is going to be a heck of a series. I don't care about the ratings. I don't care that the Knicks or the Lakers or the Bulls aren't in it. This is a fun series.
Oh, without a doubt. I think it's great for the NBA that these two teams are in it instead of LeBron James. I get it. I am a huge fan of his body of work. I don't question LeBron's greatness. I think, you know, I've said many times to you and others, and on this air, on this network, on TV, on radio, that I think by the time he's done playing, he'll own every record ever in the NBA, all of them. I think he'll own every single record. He'll be the greatest player that ever played the game. People say it's Michael Jordan. I get all that. That's just so easy to say because he was. Six titles. Never lost. The guy was phenomenal. There's no questioning that. But what he's done, this guy, without, you know, half of the, you know, let's face it, half of the teams he played on in Cleveland were terrible. Yeah. He won it by himself. And then when they were down 3-1, I couldn't believe he won it. And then he played on a super team in Miami. And now he plays on a loaded team in Los Angeles. So by the time he's done, though, individually, 6'8", 260, what he does with the ball, dominant. His game is dominant, inside, outside, blocking shots, rebounding, running the team, hitting three, doesn't matter what it is. I think he'll own every record. But I'm sick and tired. I'm sick and tired of watching him and no one else in the league. Like, it became obnoxious how the entire league, Rick, was about him and no one else. I mean, like, literally no one else.
Yeah, and it's fun. I know you do stuff for some of the local radio stations regularly, like in Memphis. It's fun to see John Morant in Memphis. It's fun to see some of the kids who are playing really well. And, you know, you don't see that if LeBron dominates the league. You're absolutely right.
All right, we'll come right back with Rick and keep this conversation going. I got a lot of stuff I want to talk to you about as 15 to watch for this week.
Winning isn't a mystery. It's remaking the odds in your favor by developing a strategy through deftly applied expert information and insights. Where do you get this information?
Right here.
Well, duh. Get the winning edge. You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
All right, Pharrell on a bench with you. Mafia, what is Ben Robson's name again on Animal Kingdom? The guy that we had on our show, from the guy from
He is wow, of course I just went blank now. I'm gonna look it up. I'll give it to you in 30 seconds.
That's hard to remember. Like, I remember all the rest of them. Jay, Pope, Darren, and I can't remember his name. How crazy is that? The one guy, I mean, we had Sean Hansy, Hattasy. Craig is his name. That's great. Did you see the sneak peek special they had on Sunday?
I did. You know, I knew it was coming back on the 11th, so I didn't think anything of it. You know, knew it was coming back in a week, didn't plan on anything. And then just randomly, you know, because you have the series, you know, taping all the time on the DVR, automatically tape something on Sunday. I'm like, all right, what's this? It's like some 5-minute preview, and there's the whole episode. I'm like, awesome. I'm definitely watching this, although now I have to wait 2 weeks for the next one.
I thought it was really good, to be honest with you. It was kick-ass. That's the coolest show, maybe. You know, it's hard for me with Sons of Anarchy and Breaking Bad, but I got to tell you, for me, this show is cooler than those shows. I really do. Not just because it's on now, but because it really is cooler. I love it. We're talking to Rick Haro, our sports business and legal insider, on the bench. So, Rick, you know, we've been talking about the NBA finals, which, by the way, is now a blowout in game one, and I do not find that appealing. I think it's great there's two new teams. I think it's great that there are teams that, you know, it's been since 74 for the Bucks. It's never for the Suns. 93, they were in it and lost to the Bulls. But the fact that this game is so bad, I mean, unless they get on fire now, this game's over. I mean, they're getting their ass beat, and they look tired. And so tell me about that is not good for the NBA. If the game one sucks, then my guess would be, because usually for me, Rick, game one is usually the best game because everybody's going. They want that one zip series lead. They want to get the first game. Strangely enough, if you win the first game, you probably win the series. That kind of metric comes into it. But this game's a 13-point game right now. It kind of sucks.
Yeah, 13-point, though, you know, you never know about the NBA, but I think you're probably right. They do look tired, and even if it is a blowout, the early series, by the way, for the most part, were close not only series-wise, many of them, but game-wise. And then the last three or four series, the conference finals and semis, it was a close series, but I don't remember too many close games. I don't know if that's just because the home team looks much better and fresher, and they keep alternating.
You're right.
But, yeah. Right, and there's nothing worse. Well, there are. I was going to say there's nothing worse than an NBA blowout. The thing that's worse is an NBA early season blowout. And the thing that's worse is an NBA early season game. So, you know, if I'm not watching a fourth quarter when teams are going through the motions when one is up 18, no matter when it is. Just hope that the games are close now, not just the series, but the games themselves.
Well, this game is not close. It's 16 now, and Paul just hit a three, and they're humiliating them. And I think this game, and they're shooting layup. This game's awful is what it is. It's an awful game. And I picked the Suns to win, and I picked the Suns to win the series. But I want to see great games. I'm not interested. You're right about one thing. The East and West, all the games were blowouts. They were all terrible, right. And that's just all there is to it. No one has the stones to say it. But every night it was a blowout, and it was just terrible basketball, and that is just all there is to it. But tell me about the NBA sponsorships. We go to the 15 to watch, and you talk about number five. The sponsorships have a revenue record, according to recent studies. What are you talking about here?
It's a big deal, by the way. About $1.5 billion in sponsorship revenue for this season, the most earned by the league in a single season ever. And by the way, it's close to the $1.6 billion sponsorship for the NFL, which leads all pro leagues in everything. So why? Well, Microsoft's big deal, gaming, lottery, liquor, and even jersey patches. You know, 27 of the 30 teams have jersey patches, only $15 million a year for each team, but it does add up. So it's a big deal. And the NBA sponsorship is bringing in more money because it's global, and activation is important. And the ratings aren't as important, but I think Adam Silver does a really good job of promoting the superstars and promoting the sponsors through the superstars.
So Chris Paul reached the finals for the first time ever. That was really everybody's favorite story, and now here he is in the second half going off. He has 16 in the third, 27 in the game. He's getting worked on by the trainer. It looks like he hurt his hand. He also rolled his ankle in this game, his left ankle, and they're taping his wrist right now. I guess my question to you is, FanDuel has him favored for the MVP before it even starts. They're trying to – this is like he's getting the Raymond Bork treatment.
Yeah, no, that's a good example. And by the way, the State Farm, all of his commercials are fairly recent in life. And as we said, he played over 1,000 games without sniffing the championship ring, but also never starting on the bench. He's the definitive starter, 16 years, and a good guy. He's taken some political issues. I'm not talking about over the top tweeting everything, and everybody's entitled to their opinion, but there's a big difference between playing on the court and being a serious player and also having an opinion and going too far. And I'll just leave it at that.
So let me ask you this question: the Euros, watching Italy today, they beat Spain in penalty kicks to move to the final of the Euros. I have to say that I literally believe this. I think I've elaborated this to you before. I think the World Cup and the Euros are the two greatest sporting events in the world, without a doubt. Like, I mean to tell you, I think that the Super Bowl is generally, in this country, that's all that matters. I know all that everybody wants to play, like all this other stuff matters. But at the end of the day, nobody really gives a rat's ass about the Stanley Cup. They really don't. In large numbers. I'm talking about large numbers. Don't believe the PR spin machine, NHL, when they tell you how their ratings are just through the roof. Every year they've been lying to us forever. And then in the NBA final, the NBA playoffs have been nothing but blowouts. It sucked. And now, and baseball is like morphine. But the Super Bowl is all that matters in this country. That's all that matters. And the Masters. I mean, let's face facts. And I think the World Cup and the Euros absolutely obliterate the Super Bowl. I think the Super Bowl is the most overblown product ever compared to this World Cup and this Euros. That Euros is so exciting day to day for a month. Nothing in this country can even come close to it.
Well, that's the point. If you really want to compare apples to apples, then compare, all of the NFL playoffs as an entity against the Euros and the World Cup, because that's what it is. I was watching today, and I've had the benefit of being at the UEFA Championship in Wembley, and to watch games. Messi went off years ago when I was there. But the whole continent, there's nothing more rabid than a European soccer fan. And so today's game was amazing. Tomorrow's with England playing at home is amazing. And so, but I think to compare apples to apples, you got to take all the playoffs. So you got to take from beginning of January through the Super Bowl and just assume that you have kind of a week between the games, just like with the semis and the quarters of the World Cup or UEFA. You have 3 or 4 days between the games. Clearly, because of the excitement, World Cup, and who knows what's going to happen in Qatar, it's going to be 4,000, Qatar, it is Qatar, but by the way, it'll be 4,000 degrees next year, and it'll be interesting, but we're looking forward to World Cup next year, Winter Olympics next year. It's a big year.
Well, listen, they're having the World Cup in November, so it won't be 150 degrees. They're not having it in the summer.
No, it'll be
more like 90.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that's right, exactly.
All right, so Max Verstappen, I've seen this guy drive, right? And I was watching the other day, I woke up Sunday before I played basketball, and I was watching the Formula One race. And I got to tell you, it's really cool. There's no denying that it's cool. It's amazing what they do and how they race on the course, how they do time trials, how the whole thing is scary. They're doing 200 miles an hour. It's crazy. But I got to tell you, here's another thing that just doesn't catch on here. No one gives a rat's ass about Formula One automobile racing. I don't care what anybody says. And no one knows who that guy is either. I know who he is.
No.
You know who he is. Name three other drivers, and I'll give you $1 million.
Well, Alex Zanardi, because he lost his legs.
How's that? Hamilton.
Hamilton, right. Hamilton, Rosberg, those guys. But the other problem of Formula One is, and have you been, you've been a race yet? No. You've been
yes.
a race. Yes. You know, you get out there, no, there's no passing. It's like the street races where you get out and you really can't, there's no action. Whoever's on the pole, you know, will usually take it home. And Formula One saw it in Austin. It's coming to Miami next year, which is kind of interesting. But it is right. European. It's uniquely European, and it's uniquely international. So it's European and South American as well.
So what do you think is going to happen? I have a couple minutes left here. What do you think is going to happen to Trevor Bauer?
Yeah, suspended for the year. I don't think anybody wants to talk about it. I think all the stuff that comes out is just so disgusting that, you know, he'll get help. He's 27, so he better start his mea culpas, and it's one to closely monitor. And I guess you're waiting for the Pasadena police report on it. And I don't want to say, you know, guilty until proven innocent, because that's not our justice system. When you look at the report, it's kind of hard to let that guy back pitching, even though Dodgers may have enough where they'll get the playoffs anyway, but you don't make a decision like that in those circumstances with that kind of record. But
they were going to let him pitch. They were going to let him pitch on Sunday. That's how little they care about that woman. That's how little.
Yeah,
and by the time they're done with her, she's basically a prostitute. I mean, they have sullied that woman. They have ruined her life, and that's just beginning. But I have to tell you, if I'm on that team, if I'm on that Dodger team, to me, he's a predator. I mean, I'm like, this guy's a predator. I don't even want him in our locker room. I mean, this guy admitted, he admitted everything. He's like, I did it, but she asked for it. I'm like, in short order, that's what happened. It's the craziest thing. I have 1 minute left. What's worse, Deshaun Watson's problems or Bauer's?
Wow, tied for probably Deshaun Watson because of the volume of it.
Right.
Right. But it's both bad. I wouldn't want to represent either one. By the way,
that's the thing.
Just turning.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
If you were because you're a lawyer, that defending that guy is a nightmare. 23 women accused him of rape. You got one chick that had rough sex with the other one, consensual alleged, but all kinds of extracurricular activities happened when she was unconscious. That's where I think you're talking about predatory rape and things of this nature. It's scary stuff. Rick, fantastic work today on Coast to Coast and on the bench tonight. Enjoy game five of the Stanley Cup Finals. Call us tomorrow night after the game.
Deal. We'll do it. Thanks.
Bye. All right, there he is, Rick Harrow, in the middle of a hurricane in Florida. They got their ass beat. They were going through the motions. They were lifeless.
I don't like that or condone that at all.
I play it straight up, yo.
All right, Perrell on the bench. Mavi, I was just saying to him, I don't even remember who I do the shows with anymore because I do them every night with, like, Mafia and Carver High. They take turns, and it is what it is. And I just lose track of who I do shows with. Like, I don't remember, like I said, I did the Bauer show the other night before the holiday, and I talked about it for, like, an hour and a half on the show out of 2 hours. And I don't even remember who I did it with. All I know is this. I find that story, this is just me, fascinating. I think it's the biggest story in sports, frankly, this year. I mean, that and Deshaun Watson. I mean, is it not? It's crazy. I mean, both of those stories are so unbelievable that you can't even you can't make this stuff up. Like, how in God's name does one guy get charged with 22, 23 counts of rape whatever, sexual assault, you call it whatever you want. Sexual assault, rape, you know, sandwich, lunchtime. I don't care what you call it. All I know is that guy, you haven't heard heads or tails of that guy, whether he's ever going to play again, whether he's ever going to get traded, whether he's going to go to prison for the rest of his life. Who's right, who's wrong? You never hear anything about him anymore, ever. But he's like out of football. And then this guy, Bauer, are you kidding me? I mean, this guy's like, in my view, he's a predator. And anytime you have someone choked unconscious, I don't care, rough sex, consensual rough sex, you call it whatever you want. Sit there and do that all day because that's the lawyer. She asked for it. This is exactly what she wanted. Look at all of her text messages. She said she couldn't get enough of it. Here's the deal. To me, it's like attempted murder. Literally, you choke someone till they're unconscious. And then she wakes up and you're doing that garage door style to her. That to me is rape. I don't care what anybody says. I don't need to be a lawyer. All I know is he's a predator. If you ask me, if I'm a teammate, I don't want him on the team anymore.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Less Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.